Members, the Senate will convene in 30 seconds.
Is that better?
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, Laird, Leyva, Limon, McGuire, Melendez, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa-Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Pan, after which please remain standing. We will be led by the pledge in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Dodd. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. As we pray, in this new year, we pray to live deeply with purpose, to live freely with detachment, to live wisely with humility, to live justly with compassion, to live lovingly with fidelity, to live mindfully with awareness, to live gratefully with generosity, to live fully with enthusiasm. Help us, O God, to hold this vision and to daily renew our hearts, becoming ever more one with you, one another, and one with our truest self. Amen.
Members, please join me in a salute to our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Good afternoon, members. Today we have Senators Becker, Dolly, Min, Ochoa-Bogue, Portantino, and Wilk participating remotely. Good afternoon to our remotely participating senators. Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, this would be the appropriate time to move a bill to the inactive file or take it off the inactive file. Seeing no microphones up, without objection, the Senate journals for January 3rd through 6th, 2022 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Introduction and first reading of bills. Madam Secretary, excuse me, Senator Glazer.
Under motions and resolutions?
Yes.
Madam President, kind of fast there. Good morning, everybody. I want to remove two items from the inactive file. Item 27, SB 785, and item 36, SCA 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. The desk will note. All right, anyone else under motions and resolutions? Seeing none. Introduction and first reading of bills. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 839 and Senate Bill 840.
Thank you. We will now move to consideration of the daily file. Second reading file, Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bills 444, 450, 34, 49, 53, 656, 542, and Senate Bill 554.
Thank you,
543.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We will now move to governor's appointments. Items 30 and 31. We'll start with file item 30, Senator Laird.
Thank you, Madam President. Final item 30 is the confirmation of Doug Hendrickson to to the State Athletic Commission. He's the Executive Vice President at Wasserman Sports Agency. He was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on July 7th on a 4-0 vote. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Laird. Members, any discussion and or debate? Seeing and hearing none, and seeing none from our remotely participating members, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, aye. Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Cortese, aye. Dodd, aye. Durazo, aye. Eggman, aye. Glazer, aye. Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, aye. Jones, no. Camlogger, aye. Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, aye. McGuire, aye. Melendez, no. Newman, aye. Nielsen, Pan, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Umberg, aye. Wieckowski, aye. Wiener, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates, Borges, no. Caballero, Grove, Nielsen.
Ayes 27, noes 3. The appointment is confirmed. File item 31, Senator Laird.
Thank you, Madam President. File item 31 is the confirmation of the following Water Quality Control Board appointments. Vivian Perez to the Colorado River Basin Regional Board, Ezra Mostafavi to the Lahontan Board, Dr. Michael Mendez and Hamid Nahai to the Los Angeles Regional Board. These appointees were approved by the Rules Committee on August 25th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Laird. Members, discussion and or debate? Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam President. Just very briefly, I wanted to weigh in on behalf of Hamid David Nahai, who's been a friend of mine for many years, and I watched him when he was the head of the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles, together with many other activities in the field, and I strongly support his appointment.
Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. Members, any other discussion or debate? Seeing none on the floor or remotely, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, aye. Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Cortese, aye. Dodd, aye. Durazo, aye. Eggman, aye. Glazer, aye. Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, aye. Jones, Camlogger, aye. Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, aye. McGuire, aye. Melendez, no. Newman, aye. Nielsen, Pan, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Umberg,
aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wiener, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates, Borges, Caballero, Grove, Jones, Nielsen.
Ayes 27, noes 1. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're moving on to Senate third reading. We're going to start with item 32. Senator Laird, Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 602 by Senator Laird, an act relating to conservatorships.
Senator Laird.
Thank you, Madam President. SB 602 will require probate conservators to submit a comprehensive care plan for the care of conservatees and the management of their estates. There have been no votes or support on both sides. I would ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Laird. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Archuleta? Aye. Atkins? Aye. Bates? Borges? Aye. Bradford? Aye. Caballero? Cortese? Aye. Dodd? Aye. Durazo? Aye. Eggman? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Wesso? Aye. Hurtado? Aye. Jones? Aye. Camlager? Aye. Laird? Aye. Leyva? Aye. Limon? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Melendez? Aye. Newman? Aye. Nielsen? Pan? Aye. Roth? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Aye. Stern? Aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Wieckowski? Aye. Wiener? Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates, Caballero, Nielsen.
Ayes 31, no 0. The measure passes. Moving to file item 33, also Senator Laird. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 518 by Senator Laird, an act relating to public social services.
Senator Laird.
Thank you, Madam President. This requires the Department of Developmental Services to establish an Office of Self-Determination Program Ombudsperson. There's been issues with the self-determination plans being done. This bill has received no votes, and there's support on both sides. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Laird. Members, discussion and or debate? Seeing and hearing none on the floor, seeing and hearing none remotely. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Atkins? Aye. Bates? Borges? Aye. Bradford? Aye. Caballero? Cortese? Aye. Dodd? Aye. Durazo? Aye. Eggman? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Wesso? Aye. Hurtado? Aye. Jones? Aye. Camlager? Aye. Laird? Aye. Leyva? Aye. Limon? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Melendez? Aye. Newman? Aye. Nielsen? Pan? Aye. Roth? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Aye. Stern? Aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Aye. Wieckowski? Aye. Wiener? Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates, Caballero, Nielsen.
Ayes 31, no 0. The measure passes. Moving to file item 38, our last measure for the day, Senator Wiener. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 793 by Senator Wiener, an act relating to alcoholic beverages.
Senator Wiener.
Thank you. A little loud there. Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 793 does two things to support our hospitality and nightlife industries that have suffered so badly during the pandemic. First, it creates a new live music and entertainment alcohol license. Right now, live music venues have a choice of either getting a bar liquor license, which means that no one under the age of 21 can enter, or a restaurant liquor license, which means they have to put in a full restaurant caliber kitchen, which is extremely expensive, even if they're really not focused on food service. So this bill will create a new license specific to live music venues. These venues have been decimated by the pandemic. They were overwhelmingly closed for many, many, many months. They couldn't open at all. This is a good step for this important element of nightlife in California. The second thing the bill does is it changes what cities can do when they establish an open container zone. Cities can currently create an open container zone, for example, during a street festival or other public event where alcohol can be sold. However, alcohol can only be sold by a vendor that comes in to the open container zone from outside. The brick and mortar restaurants and bars that are actually physically in that zone are prohibited from selling into the street fair or festival. So this legislation will authorize cities when they create an open container zone to allow their existing brick and mortar bars and restaurants to participate in that fair or festival. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Weiner. Discussion and or debate? Senator Grove.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of the author.
Senator Weiner, will you take a question?
Yes.
He will. Please proceed.
I appreciate this piece of legislation, but I do have one quick question. When the pandemic was in full force in 2020 and restaurants and bars were closed down, bars and restaurants that had a cabaret license were not able to operate. Is this an additional license to the cabaret license so that they can have live music, or is this, will they coincide or work together? I just want to know if restaurants are going to have to be required to get an additional license. That's my question.
Through the chair.
Please proceed.
Yeah, so this is a new separate license. So if a restaurant has a restaurant license, then they can already serve alcohol. Under local law, they may sometimes, to have live music as a restaurant or a bar, you need to get a separate local land use permit to do that, and this won't impede their ability to do that, but they already have an alcohol license. The challenge that the live music venues face is there's no liquor license that really applies to them, so they have to pretend to be a bar or pretend to be a restaurant, each of which brings sort of some challenges for them that doesn't fit their business model. So this is intended to create a liquor license specific to their business model.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Grove. Members, further discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none on the floor or remotely, Senator Weiner, you may close.
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Bates? Borges?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero? Cortese?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Durazo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hueso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Camlogger?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
Limon?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Pan?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski?
Aye.
Weiner?
Aye.
Ayes 32, no 0. The measure passes. Members, we're moving on to committee announcements. Senator Hueso? Senator Hueso, did you want to announce about your committee? Senator Hueso.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Senators, Energy, Utilities, and Telecommunications Committee will be meeting upon adjournment of Senate. So we'll see you there in room 4203.
And I think you'll be meeting
here.
It'll be here
in the,
Yes. Thank you, Senator Hueso. Members, we are returning to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. I'm going to start with Senator Weiner, if you are ready. Proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, I ask that the Senate adjourn today in memory of Charlie Starbuck. It was just so sad for so many of us when we learned of Charlie's passing at the age of 84. He was a volunteer who spent many, many, many years trying to expand San Francisco's urban forest. Charlie was born in 1937 in New York. He enlisted in the Air Force and served as a staff sergeant in the Tactical Air Command. After leaving the service, he enrolled at Penn State University, where he earned bachelor's and master's degrees in accounting. After a stint at Arthur Andersen, he added a law degree to his list from the University of Pittsburgh, 1967. 3 years later, he was in practice as a defense lawyer when he decided to move to the great city of San Francisco, where his sister Anne was living. Charlie was a solo practitioner in tax law, which he also taught at City College of San Francisco. But his life's work was truly as a volunteer with San Francisco's Friends of the Urban Forest. He also served a term on the Planning Commission in the 1970s under Mayor George Moscone, a former member and leader in this body. So over the last 20 years, Charlie probably spent about 3,000 days and 10,000 hours volunteering and planting more than 8,500 trees. Friends of the Urban Forest is an amazing organization in San Francisco that for more than 40 years has spearheaded the planting of more street trees in our city and then caring for those trees. They do volunteer neighborhood mobilizations. I've attended many of them. They're really inspiring in terms of neighbors coming together to plant more trees with all of the health and quality of life benefits that that brings. Over the many years that I've been attending Friends of the Urban Forest neighborhood tree plantings, I don't think I ever attended one where Charlie wasn't there. With his signature green beret and his just absolutely amazing positive enthusiasm, he in so many ways symbolized Friends of the Urban Forest and tree planting activism in the city of San Francisco. He's survived by his brother John and his sister Anne. He's also survived by 8 nieces and a nephew. They've all had street trees in San Francisco planted by their uncle as birthday gifts. Please join me today in adjourning in our great San Franciscan, in memory of our great San Franciscan, Charlie Starbuck.
Thank you, Senator Weiner. Please bring his name forward so that he can be properly memorialized by the state Senate. Next, we're going to go to Senator Waso. Are you prepared, sir? Senator Waso.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I rise to adjourn in the memory of a beloved community leader and organizer who passed away on December 25th peacefully at his home in the Sherman Heights community in the 40th Senate District. Dustano Tomas Gomez was born on December 22, 1922, in Los Arenales, Guerrero, Mexico, and moved to the United States in 1945 as part of the Bracero program and worked in agricultural fields across the United States, contributing to the post-war World War II efforts. He moved to Alaska, where he worked as a laborer in the railroad industry and also worked as a cook. Arguably, one of Dustano's proudest moments was taking part in the construction of the iconic San Diego Convention Center. In 1976, Mr. Gomez settled in the Sherman Heights neighborhood, where he lived for nearly 5 decades as a proud homeowner. He became an important community leader when the community needed him the most. His first efforts to improve the Sherman Heights community regarded working with the city government and championing efforts at improving street cleaning, placing stop signs in the neighborhood, creating neighborhood policing and a neighborhood watch program, also in creating a historic district which is what contributed to help making what Sherman Heights is now a historic district. His organizing efforts continued in the 80s amidst escalating violence and drug addiction where he demanded social change, worked with the police department in San Diego, as I mentioned, to create a neighborhood watch and a response program that helped clean up a lot of properties that were being used for drug dealing and illicit activities. He spearheaded combating the drug epidemic that devastated the community while ensuring that illicit drug use and sales around Sherman Elementary came to an end. He was a person of style, of elegance. He lived life courageously, intentionally, and changing mentalities and getting, so, you know, attracting people to join his cause. You know, I have to say that in my life, my own personal life, I've been very fortunate to have certain people that were thoughtful and passionate that served as role models for me in inspiring me to public service. And Dustano Gomez was one of those people. He's a person that not only inspired me to public service, but many other people as well. He is survived by his wife, Raquel, and his two children, Frank and Maricela. He provided building blocks and the self-determination to the residents of a community that needed leadership and needed direction and needed to be empowered. And his legacy of service can be seen in every single part of that neighborhood. And we are very grateful to him. And it's a very sad time for us in San Diego and in the Sherman Heights community. We will miss Destano Gomez very, very much.
Thank you, Senator Hueso. Please be sure to bring his name forward so he can be properly recognized by the California State Senate. Senator Hurtado.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, I rise today to adjourn in memory of former Kings County Board of Supervisor Anthony Barba. Former Supervisor Barba passed away in November at the age of 86. He was born in Hanford, California on June 13, 1935, to parents Victoria Baez and Tony Barba. He attended the College of the Sequoias and later entered the U.S. Army. After leaving the Army, he joined the California Highway Patrol, where he started his career working in Baldwin Park. But after about 10 months, he was able to transfer back to Hanford. At the time, he was unofficially told he was the first Latino officer assigned to the Hanford area, and he remained in Hanford for the remainder of his career, which was 26 years. In 1994, he ran for Kings County Board of Supervisors and was elected, becoming the first Latino supervisor to be elected to the board. While in office, he had an open-door policy and was a strong advocate for equal opportunities for seniors and disabled youth. Mr. Barba survived by his spouse, Elsie Jane Barba, his son, and daughter-in-law, Ronald Anthony and Christine Barba, his daughter, Cheryl Ann Silva, and four grandchildren. Please join me today in adjourning in the memory of Anthony Barba from Hanford.
Thank you, Senator Hurtado. Please bring his name forward so he will be properly memorialized by the California State Senate. Members, just a little addendum to Senator Hueso's announcement about committee. It will actually begin 20 minutes after we finish here so that the chamber can be properly cleaned. So energy will meet 20 minutes after we adjourn here. Members, if there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Colleagues, thank you. And it looks like we're going to have a little bit of a long week. Our next floor session is scheduled for this Friday, January 14th, 2022 at 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene Friday morning at 9 a.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.